This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713. Regarding Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, middle initial C, like Charlie, sits, S like Sam, I-T-T-S like Sam. Date of birth, September 19th of 1967. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a consultation for Mr. Sitz, who was seen initially in June of 2019 for microalbuminuria secondary to diabetic nephropathy. The plan was to have annual visits with him, but in 2020, COVID-19 was new, and we were doing mainly telemedicine visits. So the patient was lost to follow-up until this time. And now he's been re-referred just for ongoing follow-up and management. His creatinine levels have remained normal, and microalbumin to creatinine ratio has remained in the microscopic range. His diabetic control has not been as good as it was back in 2019. But he has been carefully following his diabetic diet, and he's lost 19 pounds in the last 3 years. He denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No incontinence. He does have urinary urgency, and when he feels the urge to urinate, he needs to get to the bathroom quickly. No dribbling. He has known low testosterone and receives testosterone injections as treatment for that. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, depression, testosterone deficiency, diabetic neuropathy, and urinary urgency. Past surgical history, he had right inguinal hernia repair done in 2004. Colonoscopy was done in 2018, and he was having serious dental infections, so all of his teeth have been removed within the last 3 years, and he has full dentures. Family history is significant for epilepsy, depression, diabetes, myocardial infarction, hypertension, and ovarian carcinoma. Social history, the patient is married. He lives with his wife. He works as a corrections worker. He does consume alcohol occasionally, and he smokes one half pack of cigarettes per day for the last 30 years. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to sulfa medications. He's on Lipitor 40 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily, Lantus insulin 15 units twice a day. Losartan is 100 milligram daily. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. Ozempic is 0.25 milligram once weekly. That was started about 6 months ago. TAD like David, ALAFIL, 5 milligram once a day, and testosterone injections weekly. Also, Wellbutrin XL, 300 milligram daily. Clonazepam is 0.5 milligram, one as needed for anxiety. Effexor XR, 37.5 milligram with 75 milligram three. He takes one of the 37.5 with 75 milligram three of those once a day. Physical examination, height is 74 inches, weight 210 pounds, pulse is 102, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 76. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruits, and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no masses. Extremities, there's no edema. Pedal pulses are strong, 2 to 3+, bilaterally. Brisk capillary refill. No lesions are noted on the either foot. Lab studies, most recent labs were done August 22nd of 2022. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 109. Previous level was March of 2021 at 64. His hemoglobin is 17.2 and he is a smoker. White count 11.5, normal platelets. Creatinine 0.9, electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.3, albumin 4.3, glucose was 194, 331 of 21, creatinine 0.8, fasting glucose 205, 1220 of 19, creatinine 0.8, normal electrolytes, albumin is 4.6, calcium 9.5, and glucose was 159. Hemoglobin A1C on August 22nd of this year was 8.8, and 7/13 of 2021, urinalysis negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan, microalbuminuria on maximum dose of losartan, and 2, diabetic nephropathy. The patient should continue to have quarterly labs with an annual microalbumin to creatinine ratio. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he's going to be rechecked by this practice in 12 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.